Welcome to the Mastery Podcast. I am your host, Mark Coles. I have dedicated the last 15 years in the fitness industry to mastering my mind, my craft, and my business. It is my passion and mission to help each of you to do the same. Over the coming episodes, I will be providing you with all the necessary tools to be able to take full control and become a master of your career and your life. I'm really looking forward to going on this very exciting journey with you, so let's get right into today's episode. What's up, everybody, and welcome back to the Mastery Podcast. Now, today we're moving into episode number 19, and I want you to tune in, listen, cut everything off around you for the duration of this podcast, and I'm going to be talking about a very, very important topic, a topic which very few personal trainers actually understand, and that is the business of personal training. Actually seeing their what they do as a day-to-day job as a business. And you might be thinking, I run a business. But hopefully by the end of this podcast, you're going to realize that you might actually be doing your job, but you might not actually be running a business. Now, before I start, I just want to let you all know that all of the camps for 2017, everything from my personal development and business seminar, that new date is in February. We have the practical camps in February. We have a brand new body transformations and training the average Joe weekend series that's going to be taught by the team from M10 all the way throughout 2018. And if you want to book on any of our seminars, they are all on super early bird price until the 31st of December. Now, all you've got to do is go to m10life.com/education. You will get everything at a massively marked down price, but it ends at the end of December, and then we go back into normal prices throughout the year. So don't miss out, guys. The whole purpose of the M10 education, starting right off at the beginning of the personal development and business seminar, right through to becoming better at your craft, better at helping your clients achieve results, and growing a better business and fulfilling everything that you want out of your personal training career. Now, let's crack on, because today, as I said at the beginning of this intro, I want to talk to you about personal training and business. And I want to start off by saying you probably didn't get into the industry because you wanted to become an entrepreneur, you wanted to grow a business, you didn't really think about the financial implications of it too much. You might have entered into the fitness industry purely because you love training people, you love working with people, you love helping people achieve results. Or, quite frankly, you might have entered into the fitness industry because you like training yourself. Now, on the other side of it, there are people that realize that what they're good at, what they're passionate about, has the opportunity to turn into a business. Now, with myself having a very, not just entrepreneurial, but highly successful father, I watched him work. I watched him turn what he loved into a career. And that gave me a real big burning desire inside to not just train people, but to actually progress. And as you all know, there's only so many hours in a week that you can work. And we get to the point where we're doing 30, 40, 45 sessions a week. And we get to the point where we're like, how long can I sustain this? Well, I'll tell you right now, in the early days of being a personal trainer, you should sustain that until you are the best at what you do. The hours on the gym floor are a necessity to becoming the best that you can be. But then it kind of gets to the point where you think, right, where can I develop? Where can I grow? And that really is where you should be considering all of the aspects of business. Because as a business, we're looking at getting into a niche. We're getting into a specialist field. We're getting into an area where people know about us. And in the early days as a trainer, as a coach, the first thing you really do is you train as many clients as you possibly can to get as much varied experience, as much varied knowledge, and see what happens with different people. And then slowly but surely, you will develop where you're talented at. You will develop where you're most skilled at. You will develop where you're most passionate at. And that is to the point where you start to look at your marketing a little bit differently. And marketing does have the ability to change as we go through our careers, because we start off marketing, or should market, to as many different people as possible initially in the gym, talk to people, build up relationships with people, see what type of people we ultimately want to work more with down the line. Or you may have entered into the fitness industry simply because you love training people with physiques. But in order to get a reputation of developing physiques, you need to stay focused on that area. And just like anything that you become a specialist at, you need to zone in on it. But within business, you need to zone in on things that you have a talent at, something that you're skilled at, something you have a lot of knowledge at. And also, you have the right personality, guys. This is very, very important. If we're going to go up to somebody with utter confidence and belief in ourselves that we can help them add muscle, what is it about us that's actually going to convert that person into believing what we say we can do? So our marketing has to be a big part of what we do. In business, we actually have to be very, very good at sales. You have to be able to go up to somebody and honestly convince them in a short space of time why they should hire your product or service. Now, we can flip them round in very short space of time by providing huge amounts of value and short solutions to a problem that they actually do have. And that's a quick way to get buy-in. Or with our marketing on social media, with articles, with content that we put out, we can build relationships with people over time. And this over time is actually a selling strategy. It's a sales technique. This will all come together in a second when I explain to you how this all comes and pieces together. And then we get to the point where we start to look at scale. We start to say, okay, we're doing 35, 40 sessions a week. We're very well known for what we do. We have a lot of people inquiring for our services, but we physically cannot cope with the demand. And then we have to start looking at our business and thinking, right, am I going to stay at £30 an hour doing 35 sessions a week and that's all I do? Or are we going to start thinking slightly a little bit more entrepreneurial and thinking, can I make some more money? Can I service more people? Is there an opportunity for me to take my business online? How am I going to be of value to more people? And then that in turn helps your business grow, helps you earn some more money. And as you start to think like this, you start to go into the gym a little differently. And so the personal training and business link is very, very strong. You see, most personal trainers go into the gym, they train their clients, they have a coffee, they have the crack, they disappear. They come back, they train their clients, they do what's needed from the client, they go home, they may read a little bit, and then they come back and do the same again every day. Where I differ from you guys at this particular stage, if you haven't developed your business, is every single client that I worked with was part of my business. Every single client that I worked with was an opportunity for me to grow my reputation, for me to actually have more content to put out to people, to build better relationships with people on social media, to ultimately grow my business. And so when you're at work, I'm going to ask you this question right now. How many of you actually see your clients that you work with as business? How many of you see them as an opportunity to climb the career ladder, to earn more money, to develop yourself with a better reputation? The minute you flick the switch to realizing that every single person that you see is an opportunity to be great, an opportunity to develop, the minute you switch your brain into being business orientated. You see, every personal training client that we work with can be enjoyable. We can build a relationship with them. It is good fun to a certain degree. But you don't see successful people in business going to work every day just to have fun. Now, those that want to have fun aren't necessarily thinking about growing a business, becoming better in business, having a better reputation. But I know you guys, if we sit down and look at what you most want from your career and your life, and this is something that I teach a lot of people. How often do you sit down and say, in 2 years' time, I'd like a bigger house? How many times in 2 years' time do you think you would want a better car? more opportunities, holidays. You see, most personal trainers don't look that far ahead. They don't look at what they could have. Some of you might just simply want a better reputation. I spoke to a trainer the other day who would love to be able to speak at some national events. And then eventually, is it international events? Everything that I did in throughout my career was about growing my reputation, and I got to speak internationally. I still speak internationally. My products or services or what I deliver is brought me over to the Middle East, to America to speak, and all across the UK and into Europe. And so because of this exposure, because of my relentless pursuit to be a specialist and be known for what I do and educate and inspire more people, more opportunities come. And those opportunities mean more travel. Those opportunities mean better things. Or if you're slightly into more material things, it might be a home. For some people, it's just building a better reputation. But ultimately, what we're looking at is placing in front of us that one thing that motivates us enough to think, no, I am a business. I am here to build a business. And therefore, when I go into my day, I think about it as a business. So the components of your business when you train your clients are going to be the results they achieve, the professionalism that you deliver on the, in terms of their programming, the emailing. Every time you write an email, it needs to be professional. Every time you speak to your client, the delivery of your coaching, the ability to go away from your client and find out more for your client. This is business. Because ultimately, your clients are going to refer to you if they are happy with your service. You're more likely going to be able to ask somebody for a referral. And so what I'm trying to do with this podcast is get you to start thinking a little bit more openly about 1, 2, 3 years down the line. What are people saying about you? What are you regarded as? What have you achieved? How much do your goals matter to you? When we get to the point where those triggers, those goals, the things that matter to you, start to become more real in your vision, you'll start to look at your business every single day as an opportunity to get one step closer to them every single week. So let me give you some ideas to think about. Systems. How to scale your business. How to increase your ability to get better sales so that you can get some more money. What about all your marketing systems? How you run your social media on a day-to-day basis? How you collect your money? How your customers pay you for your time? Where could you be more efficient with your time? For the last 10 years, I've had a secretary who's done all my accounting, all my invoicing, supplement orders, communicating with customers, because it's areas that I don't need to be doing. And initially, I was paying £250 a week to have somebody do that for me, right in the early days, 10 years ago. And that allowed me the opportunity to focus on everything that I was good at. And do you know what? Even when I was in a gym, I had somebody helping me with my accounts, my admin, and my communication. Because there are tasks and things that you don't need to be doing that will allow you more time to be able to focus on your business. When it comes to sales, do you have at the forefront of your thoughts the ability to earn more money, grow and develop in line with your reputation? Because in the early days as a coach, you're not going to be able to command a certain amount of money purely because of your experience. But over time, with your experience, your knowledge, your results and the value you add to people, you should be able to charge some more money, which again, like I said a second ago, gives you that greater opportunity to progress closer to your goals. Systems. Over the years, I've put all of my content down to the point where I ended up creating ebooks. But in the early days, PDFs on your nutrition, PDFs on your training program and thought process, PDFs on supplementation, guides on mindset and psychology for your clients, lifestyle behaviors, guides on eating out in restaurants, guides for eating away, traveling with food, traveling in hotels. And you eventually have a nice portfolio of information and resources that you can provide to your clients. Troubleshooting videos, Q&A questionnaires, Q&A videos, normal questions that people would ask you on a day-to-day basis. And over time, What starts to happen is you build this foundation of resources, this portfolio. On top of that, you are pushing the sales forward to your customers. You're increasing your fees. You're speaking to customers that you want to work with. And then more importantly, as just as important, should I say, is that you are then putting your marketing out if you are marketing on social media for your audience. And your marketing is directly going to the type of customer that you want to work with. And I talk about this to trainers a lot. The type of customer that you want to work with must be very, very clearly evident on and across your marketing. When you look at your social media page, I'm going to ask you this. Is it very, very clear who your audience is? Is it very, very clear who you are trying to bring into your world? Because if it's not, and you're putting out a lot of physique stuff, you're putting out a lot of fitness stuff, you're putting out a lot of stuff that's not relative to the people that you want to train, you will always attract those types of people who either like or interact with your posts, but don't specifically have any value to you earning more revenue or getting closer towards your goals. So you have to be able to set out in front of you a business format, right from what you want to be known for, the type of customers that you want to work with, how your marketing is portrayed, what your social media content's going to look like, how you're going to command yourself in the gym on a day-to-day basis. Something that I was talking to a trainer about the other day was noise. Allowing everything going on around you to upset you and throw you off course. I mean trainers working around you who aren't focused on achieving a goal like you. Allowing yourself to be entertained by them and waste your time with them will slow you down from achieving what you want to truly achieve. If you work on social media and you work doing a lot of content creation, you spend too much time looking at other people and you're interrupted by other people. I will tell you right now that when you're interrupted by noise, you do not have clarity. When you are allowing people to come into your world, you're not focused on what you want to do, because I tell you this, when you are crystal clear, everything around you won't matter. Every type of person arguing, every type of person on social media putting content out, pulling people down, being rude to people on social media, I see it from time to time. It just wipes off. When people challenge you in the gym, if you're a successful trainer and people challenge you because you're more successful than they are, you let it get to you. When you see people around the gym wasting time, you let it get to you. You entertain it. It's just because you're not crystal clear. Now, I'll tell you this, when you are crystal clear, when you are focused on what you want, you will have a set of blinkers on that is so tight that you won't really see everything that's going on around you. You'll only see what's going on around you that matters. So I ask you, if you're in a health club and you feel that 12, 13, 14 trainers around you affects your business, I will challenge you that you're not crystal clear on what your business is. I will challenge you that you're not crystal clear on the type of customers that you want to work with. And the same thing goes for social media. Allowing yourself to get distracted by other people's businesses and values and clarity of goals. You see people marketing in a particular way on social media and you think that's what you should do. The reason why you're pulled in different ways is because you're confused what you should be putting out and how you should be marketing to people. So what I've been trying to do with this podcast really is to get you to understand that just like being a lawyer, a banker, just like being in sales, selling cars, selling homes, if you're an estate agent, all different professions, a teacher, everybody has a profession. But to turn it into a business, you have to be able to know what your business is and know what your audience is. You have to know what your goals are. You have to have systems in place that will allow you to be more efficient with your time. You need to know sales. Sales need to be important to you, but they're only important to you if you have goals and clear visions of where you want to get to. And I'll tell you right now that if you studied more about business, or you've tried to study more about business and you don't get it, you don't get it because you're not clear of where you want to go. And if you listen back to some of my podcasts that I've talked about clarity and getting clear of your vision, and which is why I link personal development so closely to the business of personal training and developing your craft. You can spend months and years disappearing off, studying all different types of strength and conditioning, physique development. You can go off doing all sorts of kettlebell training, all sorts of different stuff. The problem is you're just trying to find where you fit. But there's a lot of simpler ways to try and find where you fit in business. Most of the time, the simplest question to ask yourself is, what am I most passionate about? What do I have the most knowledge in? What do I have the most experience in? What inspires me and motivates me? What do I read the most about? Who do I want to work with? And you'll find very, very quickly that you will find the people that you want to work with, and you'll become very crystal clear. And then suddenly you go in search of business, because you'll realize that now you have found the true passion, the true what inspires you and motivates you to get up in the morning and create a business from that, to use that to create the ultimate life that you want, the ultimate business that you want, the ultimate career that you want, the ultimate future that you want. So personal training is not just about going in the gym. Personal training isn't just about training clients. Personal training is a phenomenal opportunity for you to grow a brand and a business out of your passion, out of the thing that you are most excited to do every single day. There are immense opportunities to grow. Immense opportunities to not only train people in-house, you can have people train clients for you. You could grow an online business and then have a team working for you. There are so many opportunities for you. There are opportunities to write online programs, educational resources. If you want to educate, look at every single profession. Doctors might think, oh, I'm going to be stuck being a doctor 10 hours a day working with patients. What if my passion was to move on to specialize in cardiology, or plastic surgery, or dental? Could I move on to these fields? The answer is yes. The problem is you're very, very blinkered at the moment on what your limitations are, possibly because you're not clear of where you want to get to. And when you are, that's when you need to go in search of business, guys. That's when you need to look at business. And if this resonates with you, then it's time to stop. It's time to get clear. It's time to start looking at business. It's time to start thinking about how you can develop your business from here. Because every single one of you guys has a business. The fact that you are taking money from people every day to train them means you have a financial transaction. People are paying you for a product or service. And therefore, you have an opportunity to get better at that product or service. You have an opportunity to earn more money from that product or service. You have an opportunity to get better known for that product or service. And then every time you make progress comes great opportunities. But you can't have the great opportunities if you're not developing what you do as a business. Guys, I really hope today's podcast has been very helpful. For those of you that aren't into business and you don't really see what you do as a business, I hope it's opened your eyes. And guys, remember, in February, I am teaching my personal development and the link to business and how to get in front of the right type of customers, how to grow your business, scale your business with utter clarity. I'm going to be teaching that in February in London again. It was sold out, packed out only recently at the beginning of December. So guys, if you want to get involved, please m10life.com/education, personal development and business weekend in February. Today, I really hope that I've given you an eye-opener to some of the key areas of business development for you and how that links to back to you, personal development, getting clear, and then studying information that makes a big difference to the productivity for your life, your business, your career, and overall happiness. Guys, have a fantastic day, and please, as always, leave me a review. Leave me a comment, send me an Insta story message, interact with me. Let me know how you're finding the podcast. And I really look forward to hearing from you soon. Have a great day.